Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. And today's quote will be on rain. I want to encourage you to ask God for whatever you need and whatever your heart desires are. Zechariah 10:1, Zechariah went before God and he began to ask God to send rain on Israel and Judah. They had been in a place where they were as lost sheep and they really needed the rain of God. They needed a refreshing. Some of us need a refreshing in our lives, our homes, churches, schools, jobs, communities, in our finances, in our nation. We need the rain. We have seen tornadoes hit our land like never before, hurricanes, fire breakouts, murders, and now we're dealing with this coronavirus that has swept through our land and it has affected many of our loved ones. Rain spiritually can be a symbolic of washing away the past and a cleansing of repentance of wrongdoing. We need the rain. We need God to come in like never before. So I want to encourage you to remember God's promises and to believe. And if you believe, you shall receive the abundance of rain upon your life. My sons, my daughters, my family, tell yourself they will be delivered. My business will be blessed. My ministry is going to flourish like it has never flourished before because it's God's plan. I am victorious with a rain of overflow upon my life, and it is so. You can get my 31-day devotional, Uncovering Your Identity, and t-shirts at inspirationaldomain.com. If you would like to sow a seed into my broadcast, you can Cash App me at Angela ID or PayPal me at A Murray ID. Stay tuned for more inspirational domain moments with your girl, Angela Clayton Murray at KAYTKQJOFM. Thank you and have a blessed day. God is love.
Come on, somebody give y'all some praise in this house. Come on, don't play with yourself like that. Come on, give them some praise. Come on, clap your hands like this. That's it right there. Yes, sir. When I was a little boy growing up at the Southern Missionary Baptist Church, I can remember hearing Brother Jimmy starting a song off like this. And I would see the old saints stand up and grab each other and rock from side to side. I didn't understand it then, but I sure understand it now. Listen. Woke up Sunday morning, I had my mind on Jesus. Couldn't wait to get to the temple. Spirit. I entered into its gates with thanksgiving, into this court with praise. Yeah.
It ain't nothing like that picture on Sunday. Yeah. On Sunday morning.
Yes. I brought some help along with me. Sister Patsy Wright, come on up and sing this second verse.
I saw the deacons on their knees. One said, Lord, have mercy on me. The other said, please.
hands together. Sister Patsy, come on and let them know when you got it.
On a Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning.
I'm Governor John Bel Edwards, and I'm asking you to use your head to stop the spread of COVID-19. Stay at home whenever you can, wear masks when in public, and practice good hygiene. I know this is stressful. I hope you will stay positive. But if you need to talk, please call the Keeping Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977. We have trained counselors who can offer you support. All calls are confidential. Use your head to stop the spread.
Signs showing the rapture of the church is near. The power of the tide of the seven blessings of the tide. The new book by John Hoffman sheds new light on ancient Bible prophecies. This book may revolutionize how you see God's church. Part one tells us that we must make the rapture. Many Christians in the church may still be living apart from God. Part 2 explains how to live in a whatsoever prosperous zone and walk in our inheritance God promised us in these last days by honoring the tide. The Holy Spirit speaks through your man or woman of God. We're to take instruction and correction. We're never too old. Christian Faith Publishing presents John Hoffman's Signs Showing the Rapture of the Church is Near. Available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. The video trailer is also on YouTube. John Hoffman is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Trying to make a heart, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you wanna know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I've made it this far.
I made it this far. By the grace of God.
I'm in.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Did you see that young people are catching the coronavirus and some have died?
Yes, and that's so sad.
We really need to get more serious about stopping the coronavirus. I thought it was just affecting older people.
It does affect older people with weaker immune systems, but it also affects young people too. Those guys in the NBA are young, healthy guys.
True. I'm going to do my part. Stay home mostly. And if I have to go out, I'm going to make sure I stay at least 6 feet away from everyone around me. Maybe I'll even make a face mask.
And tell your friends to do the same. You know you can find out more information at coronavirus.la.gov. Get Serious Louisiana on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks. I'm going to check it out and post it to my social media, too. The coronavirus is a serious matter, and it does not discriminate due to your age. Young people are contracting along with passing the virus to others. Some have even died. So let's get the word out and be safe. Let's get serious, Louisiana. For more information, go to coronavirus.la.gov.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Lord, you're the land. your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me. He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful he kept me.
Struggle
and
disappointments too. Rescue me. Pulled me through,
oh,
and by
you were made.
cause your future's not worth letting go. Let go frustration. Soon it will all come to an end. Just endure what you're going through. What's coming is much better than what's been.
Just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our Black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Juke Joint Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Juke Joint Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need you, Lord. I need you to walk with me.
Be my guide.
praise and worship God in everything that we do and say. God is all about you. Thank you, God.
Yeah.